From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia carries out more airstrikes against advancing Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saudi warplanes spearheaded an offensive against advancing Houthi rebels in Yemen Thursday, while other Gulf Arab allies rushed to aid President Abrabo Mansour Hadi. The Saudi airstrikes targeted military installations that had been seized by the Houthis as they continued their push through the southern part of the country. Adel Al-Jubair is the Saudi ambassador to Washington.
They captured the capital city. They imprisoned the legitimate president in his own home, as well as the prime minister and other members of the cabinet. The Houthis have taken over the armed forces of the Yemeni state. They are in control of ballistic missiles, heavy weapons, as well as military bases and ports.
Iran condemned the airstrike, saying the military action was an invasion that would only further complicate the crisis in Yemen. Forces loyal to President Hadi say they recaptured Aden's International Airport. Nigerian officials say the country's land and sea borders will be sealed from now until after Saturday's election to ensure security. The vote, already postponed once over security concerns in the northeast, is a crucial ballot as the nation tries to combat an Islamist insurgency. Authorities have already announced a total restriction on movement during Saturday's polling hours to cut down on political violence. In the commercial capital, Lagos, voters like Sharif El-Yunia expect a peaceful vote but remain anxious.
The rumors just underground. The election will be tough, but we are not really seeing any action of both sides. I believe everything will take go well for my whole faith.
This is VOA News. An unnamed crash investigator is quoted by the New York Times as saying one of the pilots of the ill-fated Germanwings A320 that crashed in the French Alps Tuesday had left the cockpit and was unable to get back in despite repeated attempts before the crash. She cited information gleaned from a damaged voice recorder recovered at the crash site. All 150 people on board perished. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah head to New York Thursday with talks and UN officials. Wednesday, Mr. Ghani addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, paying tribute to the U.S. military economic support, and spoke of their future relationship.
On your side, you've reaffirmed your commitment to support Afghanistan. On our side, we will focus on self-reliance. To get there, we've initiated reforms that will create a self-sustaining Afghanistan. I know American people are asking the same question as the Afghan people. Will we have the resources to provide a sustained basis for our operations? And the answer is, within this decade, we will.
Tuesday, President Obama announced that 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan will remain at that strength through year's end and not cut as originally planned. Six people were killed Wednesday in Kabul when a suicide attacker detonated a car bomb. At least 22 others were wounded close to the presidential compound. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Switzerland for deadline negotiations with his Iranian counterpart over Tehran's nuclear program. Before departing Washington Wednesday, he said the alternative is uncertainty.
What happens if, as our critics propose, we just walk away from a plan that the rest of the world were to deem to be reasonable? And that could happen. Well, the talks would collapse. Iran would have the ability to go right back, spinning its centrifuges and enriching to the degree they want, if that's what they choose. And the sanctions will not hold.
Western negotiators are trying to restrain development of Iran's nuclear program for years in exchange for a gradual easing of sanctions. Israel's president formally asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday to form a new government after his conservative Likud party won most votes in last week's parliamentary election. He has as long as 6 weeks to do so. U.S. envoy to South Sudan Donald Booth Wednesday urged the warring factions to resume peace talks. His remarks in Juba came a day after the U.N. warned of imposing sanctions against anyone who undermines peace efforts. The World Health Organization says the three hardest-hit West African countries recorded the lowest weekly total of new cases of Ebola last week, but Liberia says a woman is the country's first confirmed case of the deadly virus in more than a month. In Sierra Leone, officials Wednesday postponed the reopening of schools shuttered 8 months ago to halt the spread of Ebola. Schools had been set to reopen on Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.